Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What I want to do, though, is talk about God's news behind the news this morning. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that happened, and I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but there was a shooting that took place yesterday.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
In Texas. And I got to tell you, this is like the third shooting that's occurred.
Wow.
Mm. You know, within a relatively short amount of time that's gotten public attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You had what happened in Colorado and Aurora with the gentleman out there, the guy out there. I don't want to call him a gentleman, but you know, right. I won't even call him by name right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a tragic thing that happened, you know, in our nation.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
it's just tragic. They're still, you know, coming to grips with what could happen in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Just by going to a simple movie, you're out with your family. I mean, there was children there. There were young people. And then here recently, not too long ago, there was a shooting at that Sikh temple.
Right.
Where, again, people were killed. And it's just tragic. And so my understanding is that there was a police officer that was coming to a home. And at first, the news was reporting that this occurred on Texas A&M campus, but it wasn't. It was actually nearby. And so
okay.
No students no employee was involved in this shooting. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's 50,000 students that go to that school, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, big population. But this was, I guess, on some apartments that were nearby.
Mm-hmm.
The campus. I guess the campus is pretty huge. It would have to be 50,000 students.
Right.
But the police officer went to serve an eviction notice. And when he served the eviction notice, what they're reporting is this guy named Thomas Caffell was shooting out. You know, that
just
you know,
started
people
shooting from his
just
home.
Started shooting. Is that from his home?
Right.
Uh-huh. And they heard some, you know, the news reporters are trying to report this live and had someone that was working at a nearby store. And he said it just sounded like he was just shooting straight, you know, straight on out of a house because, you know, the reporter was asking him to shoot out of a window or.
Mm-hmm.
And several people died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a final count. I don't have a final count, but I know the shooter died himself as well as a decorated officer.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
this officer. I believe his name is Bachman. He's a one-time officer of the year. I mean, he's married. Mm-hmm. He has two children. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible. I think there was also a gentleman by the name of Chris Northcliffe
mm-hmm.
That also got caught up in this fire. But this officer is just doing his job, and he gets shot.
Yeah. Oh,
and man. So we really need to, you know, continue to pray as a church. You know, I believe that these times are going to be like this. I mean, just there's
an increase, yeah.
It's all going to increase, and just my heart goes out to this officer. You know, and my heart goes out to his family. You know, I have high respect for law enforcement and police. You know, every day they filter segments of our society that, you know, most of us never ever encounter.
Right.
You know, while we're in bed at night and sleeping, you know, there's things that occurred in those 8, 10, or whatever hours, you know, us 5 hours, 3 hours, some of us that don't sleep much.
Right.
But, you know, in that time that we're asleep, things happen.
Yeah.
And they were able to deal with, like I said, certain segments that occurred, you know, bad stuff that we don't see, and they see it every single day. And so, goes to show you that there's no such thing as a routine day for a police officer and those that
mm-hmm.
deal in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I just feel like we just need to pray for this, you know, police officer's family.
Right.
Continue to pray for the country mm-hmm. as a church, and we really need to cry out. You know, we shared last week that if my people, right, Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people would call out and cry out.
Yeah.
And so this is what we need to do. But I want to share that with you. I don't know if you guys had something you want to share about that, but I just thought that, wow, this is, This is the third one, and what's happening is that people are getting more fearful. It appears more fearful, and every time there's a gun, you know, something involved with a shooting or a killing, then you hear, you know, the press come on in, and they want to put their twist and their bent on it, and it's just another attack to try to get, you know, lawful guns off of the street.
Right.
You know, and guns don't kill people. People kill people.
It's the people.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe that Governor Texas Perry, he was in Florida at the time, and he made a statement, you know, of condolences, and that his prayers are with, you know, those that have been hurt and have died in this tragedy. But at the same time, you know, I believe he spoke up for, you know, gun rights and saying, you know, this is not a reason to take them away.
Right.
You know, more so, it's a Second Amendment. You know, it's your right.
It's a right.
It's your right. It's your right.
And how many were shot, John, you said?
I don't know. There were several shot. I believe there were three total that were involved.
Okay.
You know, I think they're still trying to get to the details of what happened. They said that there were shellings everywhere. This is a lot of area that they have to cover. Some innocent people were caught in the crossfire type of thing. And so it's just bad, you know. But I'll tell you, we can cry out and we can pray and we can continue to pray for the safety, you know, of this country, of the citizens of this country, and pray for those that are in authority as well. We just need to continue to pray. But lift up this officer Bachman and his family, and that they're going to make it through this tragedy. And the other fellow police officers, my understanding, he's a constable, and what they do is, I never knew this. They said he's a constable. They kept saying this on the news. I had no idea what in the world a constable was, but it's a law enforcement officer that's similar to a sheriff. And what they do is they serve like warrants and paperwork, and they act like as a courtroom bailiff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, he's just doing his job and doesn't know that he's going to, you know, have fire drawn upon him. So,
you know, John, I think about that. It's like what you're talking about, that, you know, we can cry out, you know, we can humble ourselves. And, you know, I had heard recently that someone had said that, you know, we're in control of our pain.
Mm.
We can humble ourselves, fall to our knees and cry out to God and just say, you know what? We are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have rebelled against you. We have taken your name, stripped your name off of so many things in our country, and stopped this. Because for so long, we've lived in that false sense of security in America, because it has been a long time since we have had a war in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it's like, good.
Yeah, we certainly don't want a war, you know, and we certainly don't want those things to occur. And you know, it's not something that we definitely want or even you know, suggesting. But it's just if we, you know, if my people, we just got to return back to the church. If my people, I mean, I believe it was Charles Finney that said that, you know, the decline of, and I don't have the exact quote, but he said basically that if there's no morals in a country or in a nation, that it's a result of the pulpit, you know, it's a result of what's going on. And so it's all about God's people, you know, we are the salt of the earth, and it's about us coming to a place of saying, you know what, we're going to pray, we're going to do what's right, we're going to help those that are in need, and we're going to do what God's called us to do.
Right.
That's right.
But I also want to talk to you guys this morning and our VFN radio listeners about this West Nile virus that has broken out. I mean, this thing is like serious. Dallas County has had the worst outbreak in the United States this year.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. They had about 8 people that have died and are contracting this illness. They have 120 cases.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that this is spreading throughout the country, and even recently in Pennsylvania. And so they're saying that it's the weather patterns, it's all these different things that are happening. I believe that this West Nile virus season, they're saying lasts until September.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they've tried to spray chemicals, but now they're adding even extra. I mean, they're spraying at night now, and now they're doing schoolyards and everything before these kids, you know, before the children go back to school.
Oh my goodness.
This thing is deadly. You don't know. Oftentimes people don't have symptoms. Sometimes they get sick, but a lot of times someone can be affected and not even know. And so they're saying it's the extreme heat and rain and all these different things. And there's no vaccine for this virus.
Oh, wow.
There's no, so, you know, some symptoms are, they include high fevers, headache, disorientation, you know, but how many people sometimes feel that just from being flustered in, you know, in the sun or, you know, being out all day. So
just from heat exhaustion.
Exactly. So it's just another thing for us to be prayerful about and be concerned. But, you know, I think of pestilence, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, we need to just continue to stay humble.
That's right.
Continue to stay low.
Right.
You know, and we've been so blessed in this nation that we can run to all sorts of medicines first.
Instead of God.
Instead of God.
That's right.
And so we may be coming to a day that we can't run to all those other things.
That's right.
You know, we're coming to a day that all we can do, and thank God for it, all we can do is trust in God, you know, and pray. And of course, the Lord gives us, you know, wisdom, and he uses doctors and all these different things that, you know, medicines for us to, you know, to get better. I mean, that's all by the hand of God. But it's when we start leaning on those things outside of God. You know what I mean? It's just like, don't even bring God into the equation. We just kind of just run with that.
Right.
And so just some recent things. We want to keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to remember that God is in control.
Right.
You know, God doesn't want us, when we hear things that are happening, when we hear things that are happening in our land, it's not for us and believers for us to be, you know, fretful. And because remember, the news media is going to constantly bring the negative out in every story. That's just what they're going to do. And fear will begin to spread. But for believers, it's for us to stay confident in the Lord. It's for us to know that God is with us. God's in control. God's going to protect us. His shield surrounds us, and that he's good. He's good. So don't lose heart. Don't faint when you hear these reports. Know that God is certainly awake, that his ear is not dull, that he can't hear you, and his arm is not too short, that he can't reach out to you. And know that he's the one that protects us. He's the one that shields us. He's the one that holds our life in his hands. And so I just want to share that with you and remind you of the goodness of the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.